this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again.
Mona, welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Thursday morning. Ascension Technologies text line 251-343-0106. That's how you get in touch with me. I'll try to get to them if we have time as the show wraps up. Coming up tomorrow, real quick, a little preview. April Marie Fogel is we will continue to do for the time being. Will join us, our Friday regular, and our returning champion, State Senator Chris Elliott. So make sure you tune in for that. One text to get to here from Backstrap Stacker. Say you're right and private school tuition goes up 40%. That would mean more money for good teachers. The real feel for the heads of the public schools would be when they can't find halfway decent educators. Well, yeah, Backstrap, it'll be more students, so you need more teachers. Does that necessarily mean a quality? And also, let me ask you this way. If your college tuition's gone up, is a University of Alabama degree worth, one you got in 1960s, worth as much as it is in 2020? I mean, is it improved? Has the quality improved to kind of go along with the tuition that is increased? Has it gotten that much better? So there's all these market questions I have. But anyway, we'll discuss those at a later time. Joining us now on the line, she is from Decatur. She is the chairwoman of the House Education Policy Committee, but we're glad to have her, State Representative Terry Collins, on the program. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you today?
Doing well. Thanks for making time. I know you've been very busy, and it's just the spring break. You try to catch up probably on a lot of personal business that you hadn't been able to, but we do really appreciate you coming on. Well, first off, before we get into, just how are things going?
Things are going well. It's been an odd start to session. I think a year ago, we were actually ending session, so that we're really just beginning it. For next week is a little bit different, but I think it's going well. Things are good here in North Alabama. We're having a beautiful day. I'm working on the bills. I've been trying to get ready for session, and having an extra week is never a bad thing. Actually, having the two extra weeks for special session hopefully just helps us see improved legislation because we have more time to get it ready.
Well, you use that special session to kind of fill everybody out, right? Like you knew what you were doing and how that was going to go. But maybe some of the new faces or some of the, and I'm just learning where the new offices are, et cetera, right?
Correct. Just getting to see lots of renovations up there and decorations. So that's been fun. And just to get to know, because we have so many new people, getting to know them a little bit better. So I'm sure that will happen even more as session really gets off to start next week and we're in committees together and working on different deals. So that'll be good.
Well, so all throughout the quote-unquote off season and, heading into 2023, it was this was going to be the year for public education in Alabama policy-wise. The governor talked a lot about it. A lot of your colleagues, we were going to see something because the status quo, it needed to get better. We're going to move from 52nd out of 50 to the top into the 30s as far as the national rankings. But whatever you ask for, what does that entail? No one could give you a really an exact answer. Do we have a better idea now that here it is, it's the end of March? Do you know where that is headed?
I really can't say I have a hugely better idea. I have heard all the same things you have, Jeff. I will say that when we got some of our testing results in May, we are moving in the right direction. So I do believe some of the things that we've done in the past are seeing some benefits for our student achievement through the Literacy Act, through different things. I know way back in 2012 when I passed the school grade bill, the A through F, it was the first thing that Florida had done when they moved from the bottom 10% in the nation to the top 10% in 10 years. And so I continue to believe if we will tighten up some of those weights to, and lift what it requires to get an A through F on the school's report cards, we will continue to see improvements in that way. So I think we're moving in the right direction. I think literacy's going well. I'm seeing numeracy. I see a commitment to implement it in a good direction, which is what we need with good, strong professional development. I think for the very first time in years and years and years, we see that the TEAMS Act is working, which is gives some additional payment for our math and science teachers. And I say that based on the fact that for the first time in I don't even know how long, that's not our number, that's not even in our top five needs for our math and science teachers. So I think many of the things we're doing is working. I heard all the same things you did, Jeff, about school choice, and everybody talks about it, and none of the bills are actually filed. So we'll see what happens next week.
Well, the school choice thing is always, I mean, it's like almost buzz, you know, all off season, quote unquote. But we don't really necessarily have a working definition of school choice or a consensus on it, do we?
I wouldn't say we have a working definition. I think we have some school choice in Alabama that we used to not have in any way. I think that the scholarship, while it's not, you know, it only affects those in poverty, but it does give them some choices that they wouldn't have had before. I know I've seen a lot of benefits from that program. I know our charter schools have been slow to grow, but the report I saw on them, they were having some success. They start slowly, you know, they take the children just like they are, and then, but as they move own in the program, like closer to seventh grade, you see a lot of success that they're having, especially compared to their peer schools. So I think that's good. We still don't have any local money following those charter school students. And even from the very first 2015, it was always intended that local money would follow local public school students to local public charter schools. So I hope to be working on that. I know the governor mentioned it in her State of the State. And so I'm hopeful that we have some good momentum for some of the choices we have now. And then looking at some of the others, education savings accounts and things that people are working on. But none have actually been filed yet.
Well, because when are we talking about, you know, this public, I mean, this school choice idea, and everybody's got a definition, but what I think people think of school choice, especially with the crowd I'm running around with these days, it's like you, if you want to send your kid to the school across town or you want to send them to a private school, then there's some kind of mechanism, voucher or tax, or I don't know, however the system works, but it's more like what Arkansas is doing or Arizona is doing. And it's not this charter school system, which is, yeah, school choice by definition, but it's just something that's not just for a certain subset, but the entire system, right?
Right. And I think that's good. I know we have passed one bill through committee that Chairman Garrett has, and it's just saying that all schools have to say what their school choice policy is. And post it, make it very transparent. And knowing where we are right now is very important. I know a lot of schools, you know, there are lots of people that would love to say that we'll open it all up and that we'll be able to go to any school that we want to. But if those schools don't have openings, they're not going to be forced to accept a student. And so trying to work with a program that actually works and that gives families a lot more choices than they've had before, that's something I would like to see. But I would also like to see accountability in those programs, that they're actually moving the needle for our students, that they're making a difference in their achievement and their growth and their education. And those are some of the things that are important to me, transparency so parents know how the schools are really doing. That's what that school A through F school grade deal was about. And then accountability, that if you're getting tax dollars, are you really benefiting the students? And I think those are important things to look at.
Well, some of the accountability mechanism, I mean, that's the idea, right, with school choice is, well, if you start, school A starts to struggle and it's not getting the results, then parents will have that choice to take their kids out of school A and put them in school B, and that will make school A get on the right path and do better. But see, that's the struggle for me is, like, is there any reason to think that other than they're worried about the financial repercussions from losing students? But, I mean, the teachers there, I mean, they're still going to get paid, right? I mean, they're still going to collect their salary and their benefits. It's hard to put blind.
None of that changes.
Right.
Now, I will say this, Jeff, based on your example you just gave, I've seen where even the threat of a charter school coming into an area improved all of the schools in that area. And so I do think that when you have choices for families, you see all education improve. And I think that's a good thing. That's what we'd really like to see.
As I said, it's just putting blind faith into it to work, like the market to take over. I'm not quite there yet, but perhaps it would be an improvement from the status quo. We're joined by State Representative Terry Collins here on the program. Literacy Act, Numeracy Act, you mentioned those earlier, and I wanted to get you to talk about those and how those are going, because, I think there is tangible evidence that those things are working. We haven't fully implemented the Literacy Act. There's a pause on the holdback provision, but you see that, what's that? I mean, you see all this kind of coming together, right? And then at some point we'll be fully implemented.
I agree. And what's been very encouraging to me with the Literacy Act is looking at how many schools have fewer and fewer students that fall in that basic, that first quadrennium of testing, that we are moving out of that. We are moving out of even that second and getting more and more to proficient in that third quadrant. Our school testing that uses four different levels and moving students up so that they're all reading especially by that third grade is important. And we see that progress we're making every year. So I think it's good. I know all that really got attention was the holdback part of it, but it was never really a holdback or retention bill. It was always a promotion bill. But let's get students ready so that when they promote into the fourth grade, they know how to read, because they're going to be expected to read once they get there.
Well, I mean, the teachers union has been kind of reluctant to go along with some of this stuff, but they seem to be softening, at least from what I could tell. I mean, do you see them at least being more open to acknowledging something's got to be done and this is probably the best route?
I think I've seen a lot of the different education groups see some of the successes of things they thought would have really negative impact, and they haven't. And so therefore, they're at least willing to come to the table and talk to you about different ideas. And I hope that we'll see that same thing as this session finally gets started next week. And we start hearing about different improvements to the Accountability Act or the charters or the education savings account or whatever that we see, that we'll see some good participation from all the education groups around the state.
Morgan County delegation colleague on Author Orr yesterday, and we're kind of talking about this. Alabama very much in the thick of it, very competitive when it comes to benefits for teachers, right? For public school teachers.
Very much so, yes.
It's no longer a case that, well, our schools are struggling because we don't pay teachers well. That is not the case. There's, you know, for whatever reason,
no,
it
that's
is.
Not,
something
that's
else.
Not the case at all. I'll even say I've been a part, the governor appointed me to the it's called SREB, Southern Regional Educational Board. And so all of our southern states attend those meetings and we learn from each other, and they're very beneficial and they do good research for us as well. But when we're talking about giving raises and doing different things, you'll even hear our border states say, oh no, don't do any more, because we have pulled ahead. And when you count the higher salaries that we're having, you count the bonuses you get with hard to teach areas, National Board Certified, COPS for our literacy experts, and then you look at the retirement benefit and the health insurance, which is just exceptional. It's a good package. It's a very good package for educators.
Right. So it's not like, oh, well, they don't want to, you don't get the quality teachers because they don't want to come to Alabama and get paid nothing. I mean, I feel like we've gotten to where we need to be, at least as much as you can do there. There may be other things, other circumstances, but compensation, not one of them.
I would agree with that. I think that we've moved our compensation for educators in a great direction. I think we're bonusing and incenting the things that we know we need and that we want to, that make a difference for our students. So I'm pleased with the direction that we're going with our teachers. I would hope that they certainly feel like they are treated more as professionals now, and that sometimes comes with higher professional development, requirements and things like that. But that then makes them better teachers in the classroom. So I think that we're moving in the right direction with that. That's been a good thing.
Representative, we got to leave it there. We're out of time, but you're always very kind to make time for us on this show, and I hope to catch you sometime during session.
Well, maybe once we see what's actually happening with all these school choice bills, we can speak again.
Yeah, that'd be great. State Representative Terry Collins there on the program. We got to get a break, and he'll be right back. This is the Jeff Ford Show on FM Talk 106.5. What you see?